it's not the dog's fault in this, in these scenarios. It's the owner's fault. I think that has to be brought home to people, that message, because I suppose we're having too many sheep culls every week in Ireland. Even last week alone, we had two significant culls. We had over 20 sheep killed in Cork, followed by, there were seven, and then a few more had to be put down then by the vets, and a separate incident in Clare. It just brings to home that, you know, when you do have a dog, I mean, what the dog is capable of doing, like, and the destruction and the trauma it can cause to the sheep flock, and not only the sheep flock, but the shepherd and the shepherdess, and as in these, and it was in these scenarios. The total trauma that have, the anxiety, the stress, it's just unbearable. And if you see it, and if you've seen the images, you know, they will haunt you. It's really something you don't want to experience. And it is coming down to a small number of irresponsible dog owners who, for some reason, don't understand, or they don't realise that their pet at home is capable of carrying out such structure and such damage. So, we need to get the message out there. The government need to do more. Sanctions are there. Are they policed? Are they enforced? Not enough. Definitely not enough.
And I think you touched on it a bit there, Adrian, in the sense that you're saying how, look, you don't blame the dogs. Many farmers are dog owners, and that's how they know the blame lies upon the owners of the dogs. And although we're highlighting an issue that's happened elsewhere in the country, you know, these things do happen in the Northwest. And I guess, is it just that kind of, you're looking to just see maybe more enforcement of the measures that aim to curb these dog attacks? Because that's probably the only way, is it, that you feel will make dog owners properly pay attention. And of course, like you're saying, it is a vast minority, but it is still a significant amount still.
Yeah, there are sanctions out there. They're obviously not, adhered to, and they're not enforced adequately enough when this is still happening. It does lie between two local authorities. I think it would be a step in the right direction if it all moves under one department.